Ou para subir, sabes que. Excelente. We started Pircha Chamishi or not?
No, I really didn't say.
Well, so let's start again from a Pircha
No, not a bit.
Chamishis. Huh?
I'm going to the third, no?
We haven't done Revis? Were we? Up to there, okay, so Pircha Revis, specific. We'll get to the Chamishis
Much of it is that's why I didn't.
Would Adam and Mashkin person takes a mashkin from his friend, he does it for one of three reasons. The first, the main reason why you take a mashkin from somebody is because you worry he won't be able to pay you back. So you have surety. That's what it is. Chinese, mit welcher christlicher Gewehr ihr sadly preist Gewehr und bi glazel lo yuchal dik weis to to. Second thing is his friend might be able to pay it back, but he just denies that there's a loan. He just refuses to pay back. And he may be able not to take the money from the guy. Yeah. He's a koifa bakol. He doesn't have to make a shtur. And he doesn't have edim. But that's what he's worried about. Which this is mem shuchoish shechaveri yomus lifnei shegipres choyvay. Or shelochal imtzo oto. The guy might die before he pays back the choy. He may not be able to find him. You ever had that? Somebody owes you money, you can't find him. The phone doesn't work suddenly. And just, okay. Just one smile in the room. So, okay. It happens, the guy was a guy that was always around. You saw a lot of him. And suddenly he's just, there's a few guys being bitten. Okay, fine. Yeah. So you can't find the guy. So those are one of the three reasons, or together, the reasons why a person would want a mashkin from his. The person he's lending money to, or the person who owes him money. The mashkin is a medicine. It's a solution that doesn't get affected by these three things of things that happen to people. Because once you've got the mashkin, you've got the mashkin. The guy can die, can disappear, can refuse to pay. He can stand on his head. He can do whatever he wants. I'm holding the keys to his car or his house or whatever. It's in my name. So mashkin's a good thing. Otherwise, the banks wouldn't bother with it. I promise you. The banks know how to make money. Yeah, the banks are very good at making money. So they know the mashkin's a good thing. Ulam, you know, Adam Zebatur, if a person is 100% sure, guaranteed, yeah, that one of these three things would not happen to his friend, 100% guaranteed. You can get such a thing because you can't, but let's say you would. As Blisovic, it's very, very embarrassing to ask for the friend for a mashkin. You're asking for a mashkin? You're not worried that he's going to say no. How do we guarantee he's going to pay back the loan? He'll always have the money to pay you back, and he's never going to die. He's never going to disappear. So why would you take a mashkin? The embarrassment to ask Hashem for a mashkin? Hashem's not going to pay you back what he promised you. Hashem's not going to fulfill his obligations that he machayev himself to do. He's going to disappear. He's going to die. You're talking nonsense. Look, Vama Possum. Lia Kesev, Lia Zav, Num Hashem, Tzavokos. All the money and all the gold and everything, it's all mine. The Aish of a covered meal for Nechel. It's all his. He owns everything. It's all his. And he ain't going anywhere. Who Neman. He's faithful to fulfill his promises. So I ask him for a mashkin. Because how do I know? Maybe I want to have panosa. But who are you talking to? Who are you talking about? Your boss, no matter how big his business is, you could be working for Bear Stearns, or what was that other bank? Lehman Brothers, Yeah, for sure you'll get paid. Eh? Yeah, not so posh. Aval, Akash Bofu? What are you worried about? He won't pay your salary? He won't pay you what he said he would take care of you? What are you worried about? When I have enough to live on, then I'll start thinking about Hashem. It's like asking for a mashkin. I want guarantees. Well, that's one, quite a posh one. This is quite straightforward. Not to be too bright to chop that. It's a bit embarrassing to ask somebody for a mashkin when you know that he's going to pay you back. Not that he owes us anything, by the way. Yeah, we said that already. Not that he owes you anything. In fact, you owe him so much you could never pay him back. Even if you would start today and finish in 1,000 years, you would never pay him back for what you owe him. We said that. That was the Piach Revi or Shlishi. Huh?
Saturday,
who, Hashem?
Yeah,
he says he's going to pay. He says he's going to pay. Yeah, but he doesn't owe you. I'm just saying. So I'm saying. So what are you? What are you? Yeah. Yapiach Hamishisi. Shere Adam Hamashkin is chaveiro. Yesh lo menuchas hanefesh al yedei shehamashkin berushusoy. Another major reason why people want a mashkin. No one will wake at night worrying, will he pay me? Won't he pay me? Will the check bounce? Won't the check bounce? You know, you've had me come like that, you know. I'll give you a check on Friday and you can't cash it till Monday. And you think they're worrying, will the check go through? Won't it go through? Will it go through? Won't it go through? Yeah, you can't sleep at night because you're worried about whether I'll pay you or not. What's the matter? A lot of smiles here. Real life problems, these, eh? Happens to real people. Will he pay me? Won't he pay me? I'll give me a check. Who knows a check go through? Whatever. He said, he'll pay me. Phone me next week and I'll take care of it. I'll pay you cash. I said, you can't sleep. You have a mashkin, you've got to sleep at night because you don't care what the guard does. Whatever happens, I'm holding a gold bar of his. Because sure, I've got the mashkin and I'll get the choy from the mashkin. Either I benefit from the mashkin itself, I took the guy's car, so now I've got a car. So I never had a car before, now I've got a car. I'm benefiting from the car. All your day, he'll sell it and he'll get money from whatever. But the mashkin makes him sleep at night. We've already dealt with this stupidity. When a person says, he makes a mistake and he says, when a Kosh Baruch Hu promises me and he gives me enough to live on, not promise me, he gives me enough to live on, and I don't have any more worries about Panosa, then I'm going to who's more worried? The guy that's got $10 million in the bank or the guy who's got $50 in the bank?
$10 million
is much enough to go look around. Have a look. The guy's mama, she can't sleep at night. He's so worried. So when you got all this money now, where's your menuchas hanefesh and yeshuva das? What are you talking about? You know, the $10 million have money? That's a posh to look after money like that. And will it get lost? And won't it get lost? And what's going to happen to it? And who says? And the markets are up and the markets are down. And the dollar, the guy's mama, my sugar. We know people like that. Well, sure, the guy doesn't have money. He's also got problems. Shlomo Melech said, neither of them are very good. You don't want too much. You don't want little. You just need enough to get by without too much problems. So, but that's a mistake he's making. If Hashem will give me everything I need, then I'll have menuchas hanefesh. But we said right in the beginning, that's sheker. You can't have menuchas hanefesh, mitirdas, vadaigas, unless you have a tochen in Hashem. All the money in the world. All the money in the world, I don't care how wealthy you are, you don't have menuchas hanefesh. That's the way the world's built. It's just, if you have a tochen in Hashem, you'll have yeshuva das, menuchas hanefesh. And even that's not so poshut. A t'nai in betochen, you have to get this clear. A t'nai in betochen is understanding how serious your problem really is. Betochen doesn't mean, oh, Hashem take care of it, it's not really a problem, and Hashem will take care of it. That's not betochen. It's all betochen. Betochen is when you recognize how serious your problem is, and then you have betochen. That's betochen. Betochen is not, well, I don't really have a problem. What do you have a problem? People are getting killed. That's not betochen. That's some tipshus in the lotion of the chavis and the bobis. That's not betochen. Betochen is you recognize the enormity of your problem. Not even panosis. That's a serious problem. You recognize the enormity of your problem and you turn to Hashem. Oh, that's betochen. Betochen is, I don't have a problem, so what do I need Hashem for? It's like the people that talk about being stuck but bemute. It's not stuck but bemute, you just don't have any money, so you can't afford to buy anything. When you have money and you're stuck but bemute, that's the middle of stuck but bemute. He could afford more, but he chooses not to. But a guy just doesn't have. That's not called stuck but bemute. That's just called you don't have. If you had the money, you would buy more. You wouldn't be stuck but bemute. But that, yeah, but I'm talking about people who are clever enough not to have credit cards. Okay. I don't want to work for the bank. I have enough people that I have to work for. The bank's the one people that I don't have to work for. If they keep phoning me to ask me why I don't have a credit card, yeah, it must be that it's good for them, not good for me. They're not out there worrying about me, I promise you.
Yeah.
When I didn't have money, they didn't phone me up and ask me, are you okay? Can we help you out? You know? Then they find you got a little bit of money. Now they become a partner. They want a credit card and you want this, and we'll give you this, and we'll. Who do the banks love more? The guys that have an overdraft or the guys who don't have an overdraft? Guys in debt, they love you. The best clients are the guys that are paying them interest every month. And credit cards know how to take interest. Debit card, maybe, yeah, because that's like a checkbook. That's like a soda. But a credit card? Do people have credit cards? Come at Soros, yes, let me have credit cards. That's the whole world. The nation's living like that. The nation's living on the fact that even though I don't have money, but I still need it. And I grew up in a house where if you didn't have the money, it meant you didn't need it. So what's the problem? I don't live like that, by the way, but my grandparents, they look like that. You have money, you buy it. You don't have money, you don't buy it. Why not? Because you don't need it. How do you know you don't need it? Because you don't have the money for it. Because if you needed it, you would have the money to buy it. That's all. That was life. Simple by then. So us, it's not so simple then. Well, then you go on holiday, but you can't afford it. So what? The whole world lives like that. The whole of America is riddled with debt. Why? Because I have to have it because you don't have the money. So what? So when you have a problem, you borrow from the bank, and the banks are more than happy to lend. That's how they make money. They don't make money by holding onto money. They make money by lending.
Some consultants that sit with a family, which credit card is best for you?
Of course. And which one you pay to pay the other one and your McGold goes, of course. For sure. Of course. So I'm saying that's not being stuck with the mute. That means you don't have it. Same as betochen. If you don't have a problem, so you don't need betochen. So you just, it's not a problem. Problem. You have to recognize your problem. And then you have a problem. Then you turn to Hashem. That's betochen. Knowing that Hashem is the only one that can take care of the problem. But if you don't have a problem, everything's just fine. What are you worrying about? That's not betochen. That's if you don't have any problems, why should you be worried? Person has to make his bonus. What he needs, person has to sit down and ask himself, "What do I need? What's your mutaris?" That's a big avoider. That's not a simple avoider. We look at the neighbors, and if they've got one, then I also need it. That's our starting point. That's a start. I'm saying we have to sit down and make a chinchpon. What gives me shvadas? If I have a bit extra. You know, if I have an air conditioner, am I going to function better? Are the kids going to buy better when the air conditioner is running, when it's not running or whatever? So maybe, yeah, sure, I need an air conditioner. But it's a luxury having an air conditioner. How much the chashmal is? What do you think it's there for? That's what it's there for sure. Why is it off? Well, you know how much chashmal is? Well, that's what it's there for. That's what Hashem gave it to you for. Many, many things. You get a bigger oven, you should pet your kitchen because now you can make challahs and food for Ezra's Achim and you can feed 20 families or whatever. So what's wrong with that? You want a new oven because he's got a new oven and they ship back the kitchen and they like stainless steel. What are you talking about? What's wrong with the oven you had before? It works. It does great. You're not cooking for the whole world. You're cooking for three people. What's the problem? It's just a bit of machshava. That's all. Maybe it's a kashema. The world's begging you and pounding on your door and twisting your arm and mishachneing that you're not happy because you don't have their product. The whole world's built like that. Wherever you go, you can't get away from it. You deserve better. You know that? You deserve better. There are people that get paid millions of dollars to come up with that mishpat. You deserve better. It was a sheker gomel. Sheker gomel. You don't deserve anything. Yeah, but that there was some advertising agencies that came up. They must have paid their psychologists a lot of money to come up with that line. Magia lecha yoteh. Magia lecha yoteh. It's the opposite of everything. Sheker gomel. Again, a little bit of thought, a little bit of sitting down. You're not going to get it right. There's going to be a bit extra that you take. We're not looking for perfect, yeah? Just at least being aware of the problem is already enormous, enormous level of greatness in today's world. Enormous level of greatness. Just being aware of the fact that, yeah, I'm a bit out of control. That's already an enormous step in the right direction. I've said it to many times. What you've got. You can't live without it anymore. It's very hard to get rid of what you've got. But before you bring something new into your house, stop and think long and hard before you bring it in. Because once it's in, you have to have it. You have to have it now because you managed without it for a long time, but now you have to have it. So think twice before you bring it into your house. That's all. Their basic floors. Of course. They have to have that. Of course, they have to have that. Because that's their minimum standard now. So I'm saying think twice before you do something new. That's all. You don't have to be the first guy in the Shkunah to have the latest, whatever. You know, when it becomes everyone's got one or whatever, you don't have a choice, then you don't have a choice. Aval, why do you have to start bringing it in? Think first if you need it or not. There are a lot of things we deprive ourselves that we need as well. A lot of times we deprive ourselves of things that really would help us and would be able to function better if we would have them. We would want them because we're trying to be stuck with the mute. Again, at both sides, it works in both ways. You have to know how to use the world correctly. The world is full of resources and our job is to know how to use them properly. Where are we up to? They make a mistake that when Hashem will give them whatever they need, then everything will be chilled. They'll be the most relaxed, calm people. Everything will be fine. Now you've got the money. So now you're chilled? No, because maybe you'll lose the money. Maybe the money will go away. Maybe they'll change the currency and you wake up tomorrow and the dollar won't be the world currency. You don't have any yens or whatever. But it happened to people, no? Very wealthy people with a lot of money, they woke up the next morning and the currency wasn't worth grush because they changed the currencies. You heard of stuff like that? It used to happen all the time in Europe. Yeah, they used to sleep with the money in the mattress and the mattress became worth nothing, yeah. There are many things that come between you and your moment. Half your days haven't been finished. Your money's left you. Gone. It happens with people that were very wealthy. They're not very wealthy. With people that were very poor that are very wealthy. You know how that works? There's bonus to mine. So even if you've got lots of money, you're still worrying because maybe it'll get lost. Another reason why this, how do you translate kozeves? I don't know how you translate it. Definitely not a good thing. Everyone who translates is not a good thing, but I know you translate it. A few nice words I could think of. What's the word mean? Nobody know what the word means. It's because they don't recognize at all what it is they're really yearning for. Even if they will be matzliach to attain the money that they're yearning for, the exact thing that they want that will cause them menuchas hanefesh is going to dafka be the thing that's going to cause them agmas hanefesh. This money is not just going to only not help them avoid Hashem. It's going to prevent them from serving Hashem. The more possessions you have, the more worries you've got. And the more worries you've got, the less you're freed up to serve Hashem. That's where betochen comes in. Betochen is the thing that takes away your daigas, so that you're freed up to be over Hashem. But the minute you're worrying and worrying and worrying and worrying and worrying, are you worried? If I have a building and it's paid off and then I'm getting the rent every month in Kabbalah, and no worries. There are 20 people out there working and paying the rent every month and I have enough to live and everything's cool. You know people like that? I don't know any people like that that are too calm. They're always worried. Yeah, you know what interest rates are? You know what happened? And then they phone him up. The dude burst and then this happened. There was an earthquake and then there's insurance. And anybody ever managed their own property before? Yeah? Trouble-free existence, yeah? Menuchas hanefesh miatirdas, property management. Okay. Just looking after your own house is a headache. Okay. Looking after 20 of people's other, it's a headache. No, in the world of ishtadas, that's what you do. You have to make ishtadas, pesada. Okay, that's what I've got to do. That's my ishtadas. It comes with a pekel. But if you're waiting to have all that, because that's what's going to take away your worries, whatever kozevis means, they're kozevis. When I have more money, then I'll be more thrilled. But you have to think Jewish. Jewish says, no, the more property you have, the more worries you're going to have. Even if you know what to do with the money, even if you understand it's not your money, your job is to give it away and distribute it. It's not so simple.
It's again, you're like, it's the wrong thing to do.